You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And we are back with another Monday Mini that I'm doing. And go ahead and put some content warning on this one. We are talking about sexual assault and abuse and drunkenness, essentially, I think. Because we're talking about reality shows. We're coming back into one of those Samantha saw it on TikTok corners because I want to talk about it. There's several things because, like, I'm going to give you a quick update on some of those TikTok corners things that I've seen. And I want everybody's opinion before we jump into the reality show one. One is the woman race car driver, Amber Lind, which recently, because I think this is like the feminist TikTok that I'm on, because I don't watch any racing. That's not a thing I do. But one thing that I've seen recently is an where they are riding together on a track, and it's one of those like where they're tail to tail to begin off with, and a dude decides to run into her, lift up the tail of the car, which causes her to veer right, hit another car, and does a pile on and ruins the race for people. The dude gets out, gets angry, and starts banging on the car and flipping her off as if it's her fault. And as in fact, in the comments, people are like, some men are like, yep, see, she ruins everything. And everybody's like, how did she ruin anything? She didn't do anything. He did this and he got pissed off because it f***ed up everybody else. And apparently the two other drivers involved have been like coming after her for being a woman in the racing industry. That's one thing I've seen, and then the back and forth. But the other thing that I've been seeing recently is this reality show that has happened recently in this episode of Below Deck, Down Under. So it's officially the show Below Deck, but with Australians.
Okay.
Or in Australia, I guess.
Wouldn't know.
Yes. I think it's because like the majority of them have Australian accents, it seems. And the incident specifically, I think a lot of people probably know about it. You don't know. Essentially was that the crew had gone off the boat to have a night out. A few of them who got really drunk. All of them were drinking, but a few of them got really drunk, came home. One specific girl was like, I'm so done. She was passing out. She ended up in the back with a dude, and he was like touching on her, trying to talk to her. She's like, I just want to go to bed. I just want to go to bed. And another one of the girls, so I think this was Margot, was the girl who was super drunk saying, I just want to go to sleep. I just want to go to sleep. And the dude was named Luke, who was just like touching on her a little too much. And everybody's like, hey, just a reminder, she's really drunk. She just wants to go to bed. Y'all hearing her type of conversation. And then you go back, they get back on the boat. They're in the jacuzzi. She's like, I'm going to go to bed. And he was like, oh, you know, I'll come with you. She's like, no, I'm going to bed. So everybody's watching. There is another woman, and I think she's maybe the head of the staff. Her name is Aisha, and she's like watching. She's like, hey, what's going on? You know what? I'll put her to bed because she's seeing something's happening. So she gets her together, puts her into bed, walks away to go do something. And she's like, are you okay? You know, trying to take care of her. Like, she's the mother of the boat, essentially. Next thing we see is dude coming out, only in underwear, but soaking wet. Some of the conversations saying that he was naked. I don't know. He goes into bed, gets in the bed with her, and she is done. Like, she is not conscious. At that point, like, you see the, you know, they have the cameras in the rooms. You see him trying to get her to wake up, and then he kind of like gets on top of her, and he tries to shut the door, and then tries to get on top of her. And producers actually are calling up to the crew to be like, no, stop this, go get him off. So they go and grab him, get him off. It's like, you can't be in here, man. Get out. Aisha comes back in, hears the commotion. She's like, what's happening? Because she went to grab something and comes back and like goes and like covers her, protects Margot. And the next morning she wakes up and goes to the captain and explains everything that just happened. At that point in time, Luke, the one who did this, is woken up and told to get off the boat immediately. As they're talking and having a conversation, the captain fires him and says, we do not allow any of this. And other incidents happen. Now, the reason I'm talking about it is because the crew and the production staff has been praised a lot for intervening. A lot of the lines are saying, oh, they broke the fourth wall, which is, you know, a cardinal sin, essentially, in reality TV to protect this girl. Thank you. Finally, they did something. A lot of people were like, that's the minimal amount, but glad they finally did it. And then they were praising the captain because he did, I will say, when he was talking to Aisha, Aisha's that girl. I don't watch reality show. I have no idea. This is only coming up on TikTok, so I have no idea who these people are. But her intervention, making sure that Margot was safe, and then coming to tell the captain immediately, as well as the fact that Aisha, she was hurt and like triggered because she had been assaulted and she talks about it. So the captain's response is, are you okay? Is she okay? Like, everybody's like, finally, that's the response that should be happening. Not like, what happened? Well, give me detail. Well, tell me. Instead of saying, okay, no, this is done, and immediately went into action. So like, all these people are being praised for the situation. So my thought was like, this is bare minimum. If there are witnesses who are making money off these people, specifically the production staff and the filming crew, why are we talking about this as if it's a new thing? Because we know situations like this has arisen many a times in the history of reality TV, which one of the articles I was reading, because, you know, there's been so many complaints when it comes to reality TV and the manipulations that happen. As in fact, The Bachelorette was accused of sexual assault and sexual harassment from the company, and they had to go through that. Survivor allowed for a dude who was very sexually assaulting people to stay on the island because it made for entertainment. I think Big Brother had a couple of incidents like that. So many things that I'm like, I guess I don't watch enough reality shows when it comes to, like, I watched The Real World. And if you hit somebody, you are immediately taken off. I know that. That was the, like, second real world. Like, arguing wasn't a big deal, but everything else. But, like, is that not a common practice, and why?
Yeah, I mean, it's scary that you could have footage of something from, like, a professional crew, for a professional, something that will air, that wouldn't be enough to get this guy arrested. that wouldn't be enough. That they're like, oh, you know what? This is entertainment value or whatever. Let's keep rolling. And that maybe it's rape culture is such, it's permeated so much that this is more like an entertainment thing and not something that could be used as evidence. like a case against this guy.
Right.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
So, yeah, they kept recording everything. So the next day, the response was this. They had the meeting. They're going to fire Luke. They come back. Margot, I think it was before the meeting, but Margot didn't know what happened. And Aisha explained what happened the night before. And Margot was you could tell she was so mortified and so shooken up and traumatized by this incident. And she's crying and she's trying to figure everything out. She calls her mom and her sister and she's crying. And she goes behind the closed door and they record it and they play it. And I'm like, Are you kidding me? Like, I feel like that takes away from any of the good that the crew did with that. Like, I don't know. Maybe she gave them permission to play it. I have a hard time believing that you want people to see this. But hey, who knows? Maybe she's stronger than me when it comes to, like, I don't want the public to see my trauma, but thanks, like that. Especially when it's based on reality TV and we already know the connotations to that. But like they play it and she's crying and talking about the fact that she feels so stupid and she feels so dumb. Why did she get so drunk? I shouldn't have done that. Like, blaming herself a lot. Kudos to the mom and the sister who were like, nope, you are okay. Kudos to Aisha and the other friend who was like, women should be allowed to be drunk. That's not the problem. Like that, mm-hmm. Her going all in, like, again, I don't know who Aisha is, but she's that girl. Like, I'm like, all right. This part, I love this. Thank you. Because another part of that scene is there's another girl named Lara who is the stereotype. You would have thought that the villains that are created that are so over the top, you're like, no, that's mm-hmm. not for real, is it? In which her response to this was feeling sorry for Luke. And she said that repeatedly. She's like, I just want to say bye to Luke. I feel so sorry for him. And then when she was talking to the victim, Margot, she was like, well, Margot, you know, he should have come to me. I would have let him come to me. I wish it was me saying that to the victim, as well as saying, well, you never really said no to him. Y'all were flirting all night. So I just feel bad for Luke. And she kept insinuating that, which everybody was like, what the? As well as the fact that she was harassing another person, a dude named Adam, the entire time trying to get on top of him and had to be taken out of his room as well because she was not taking no for an answer and had to be removed by the staff, told her to leave because she wouldn't listen. it didn't get as intense as the Margot situation. Like, she didn't get naked and all that, but it was still, like, very, very uncomfortable and traumatizing. And she got fired the following day, thank goodness. But partially because of the way she was harassing Margot, which she denied, as well as what she was doing to Adam. So she got dismissed as well. So it was interesting that it was back-to-back, the incidents were. And neither one of the perpetrators see anything wrong. As in fact, Luke got onto social media saying, I'm going to do me. I didn't do anything wrong. All of these things, even though on the show, he was like, I'm really disappointed in myself. I'm so sorry. And he could have just been sorry that he got caught. I mean, that's most of the time, right? So, but there are so many things like, what? At what point do these shows not realize how really damaging this is? Because, like, Margot was shook up the entire time. I don't know. Outside of what they showed, I don't know what all they offered. Because, again, I'm getting, like, three-minute clips off of TikTok. But I will give it to the crew of them. I don't know if they are faking, but none of them outside of Laura, they all were really, really supportive. At one point when Laura was like, I'm so sad for Luke. I miss Luke. I feel so bad for Luke. And one of the dudes was like, well, we need to take care of Margot right now as a crew. We need to make sure she's okay. Like, I was like, oh, look at this kid. Like, maybe people are learning better responses instead of, like, what were you doing? Why were you drunk? We shouldn't have done this and these things, which are some of the more typical responses that we do hear. So it is really good to see. And that the women supporting women outside of Laura was beautiful. The captain doing something as he did, like, he without question, like, without, like, I need to go look at the evidence. I need to go talk to other people. He didn't do that. He just, like, I believe you. Let's move on. So I will say, I get that. But this, like, this level of reality show of, like, they're getting these flowers for just human decency to prevent something that was set up by a show. Like, one of the comments in these articles literally says, from that show specifically, is that the cast often are told when they go on outings, they do have to drink. Essentially. Mm-hmm. And they're like, but I just want, can we not just stay? Like, this is my hell, because I'd be like, can I not just stay home on our day off? And they're like, no, you have to go out. So, and I'm sure, like, the contracts when it comes to reality shows, I don't know anything about it. You talked about being on one, but to this level, I don't know. And I wonder, like, what is happening that this is still okay? And why is this formula the way that they have set up for this? Because I don't hold the perpetrators responsible, but just as responsible are those who try to dictate this to happen.
Yeah. And I think that one thing people don't know about reality TV show is that a lot of it is people who want to be actors, or people who want maybe not reality TV show, mm-hmm. but one of the things that I don't watch reality TV shows. I don't blame anyone that does. This is not like, oh, I'm so much better than you. I don't care about that. But one of the reasons I don't watch it is because one of the things that scares me most about humanity is the lengths people will go for fame. Mm-hmm. And I don't think, I'm not saying everybody on a reality show is doing that, but some of them are. And when you're thinking about, like, upping the drama, how do you, like, keep upping that drama? Then I can imagine a thought in these perpetrators' heads was, this is gonna up the drama. Like, I'm gonna get a lot of attention from this. And the staff thinks that too. Like you said, I've seen and heard about some contracts that require a certain amount of drinking, what you're wearing, which is also something that comes up a lot,
right,
in these blaming conversations,
right.
But also, like, pretty much there's a threat hanging over you. If you're not exciting enough, you're gonna get kicked out,
right.
So it is a toxic, like, when you think about it, like a workplace environment of, I have to do these things, it might put me in a bad situation. They're going to be filming it. Everyone's going to know about it. But that's also kind of what reality TV show is.
Yeah.
And so I feel like there would be this in your head, this worry about, well, I can't I can't complain, or I can't do this, right? Or else I'll get kicked off. But also just, I always feel strange about things like The Bachelor, where they're like, they go and have sex. And it just feels bizarre to me that we're putting people in this situation and consent is already messy enough. And I'm like, well, right. What is this then?
Right. Like there's so many things. Like, because I was interested in the below deck down under stuff, I've been getting more reality show stuff. So I've gotten Love Island, which I didn't know was a thing. I thought this was a joke. And and the level of that, like, that's the purpose. They literally named like Casa Amor, so you'll hook up with new people. I'm like, why would you put yourself through that? Like trying, like, I don't know if they bring couples together onto the island and then try to separate them to find new matches. I don't know. Like, quite don't know this. Someone tell me, but the episode was like literally someone had sex with someone while the other, their partner was waiting for them in the other room or something. I was like, also, they are not private. They are not like other, they are not, when they get caught, it feels, they seem surprised, and I don't get that.
Well, like I told you in my, you know, I like that you dropped that I've been in a reality show. The reality show I was in was in Restaurant Impossible because I wanted a free meal. but the episode
I hope
is
everybody
terrible.
Thought that you were also on Love Island because that's how I
got kicked off long ago. No, it was really funny and really embarrassing because I clearly didn't know how that show worked. So I was just like, oh, it's good. And he was like, is it? And then he yelled at me at one point. I guess it's a thing people like, but I was just like, whatever, man.
He yelled at you?
He yelled at me because, well, that was the point I'm trying to make is I didn't realize so many people there were actors. At this time I was on, I was literally just trying to get a free meal. But he found a cockroach in the ice machine, I guess. So he came out and was like holding it up. He was like, this is in your water. Ah! And I was drinking the water like, ooh. And he was like, you're still drinking water. And I was like,
oh, I've been drinking notes. I thought it was a flavor note. I didn't know.
And I didn't realize we were at the before and not the after. So I was supposed to complain about the food. But I was like, yeah, whatever, it's fine.
So the free food you got was not the good food.
No. But that's kind of my point, is when you know the game of it, when you know like the drama of it, right, what they want,
yeah,
you'll play that up. So I bet plenty of people do realize they might get caught.
And just play it into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if that's all faked. You know, and on top of that, because I haven't looked at the social media. Again, my feed is specific to my interests. And I have more of like, oh, this is good. This is amazing. These are the things. So I haven't seen, because I'm sure there's enough trolls out there that talked about how she was drunk again and she was laying on him. So all these conversations that happened. Again, having the attitude kind of like Laura, because he was a good look. Obviously, anybody on reality TV like these are going to be good looking. And like Laura being like, I would let him in my bed. I wish it was me. Like having that conversation as well.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
And I know we had gotten a listener request about women of color in
We got a listener request with a recommendation of who we should bring on to talk about it, which I would much prefer rather than us talking.
Yes. But like women of color being really harassed on there. And again, Love Island is kind of like, especially the U.S. one, I could see that level of abuse that happens and the way they portray the women in shows like that. But I definitely read an article, and I think our listener referenced this at one point. In 2021, how women do get so much trolling online, and that the research shows that it is women of color who are the ones that are the biggest targets. As in fact, this report is from The Guardian, and it's titled, Women on Reality TV Shows Get Far More Abuse Online Than Men. And it was a specific study. It says that it has become an unfortunate pattern that with the advent of new reality seasons or show seasons that inevitably follows an onslaught of harassment and abuse leveled against those on the show, from contestants to presenters to bystanders. This is not just online discussion getting heated. This abuse has escalated to participants in these shows, disproportionately women, especially women of color. And it goes on to say, the researchers noted a particular recurrence of gender tropes in the social media posts, including those which characterized women as devious, mentally unstable, emotionally volatile, evil, annoying, or attention-seeking. Women were also much more likely to be, quote, the subject of extreme misogynistic sexualization and objectification than men, on all of that. And yeah, that's kind of that level of like what is expected, and so what is allowed in these levels, and who is portrayed to be whom. And how they're portrayed. Again, I am so confused by the standards that seem to not exist. And I know a lot of these articles that I've been reading talk about the way the contracts are written.
Yep.
That the participants cannot pursue charges or sue companies. And I know there's a few, that, again, Bachelorette had a season where they were sued. It looked like, I didn't realize The Real World had actually been sued as well, because there was an allegation of being drugged by a fellow cast member and possibly raped, as well as like the road rules, which I really used to like that show because they were competitive and it was silly. Then it got real, like, it went from like competitive to like to what we know today. Like it went straight. I was like, oh well, damn, y'all really hate each other. Okay, I thought this was a game, whatever. And they had allegations of, like, pretty vile allegations of what happened on set. But because of the way the contract's written, the production studios were not necessarily held liable in any of these. Now, different stats show that it has changed. Like, the safety has kind of gotten better. Again, like, with the fact that the production crew was able to step in, or actually did step in, was surprising to many, which, again, is so disappointing to me. But the fact that it has gotten more and more strict, they have started to downplay the alcohol, it seems, in some of the shows. But, like, I know Real Housewives, at one point, several women would be cut because they were not interesting enough, quote unquote, meaning they just kept to their side and just drank wine and smiled. And so they were cut and replaced by someone else who could have more drama, or at least they knew that they would hate each other purposely just to do it. And I know Bethany, who I don't love, from Real Housewives of New York, she is suing currently. So that she's suing Bravo for something about abusing and manipulating its cast members. Again, which the manipulation part, it's not acceptable, obviously, but that this kind of that whole key point of what reality TV has become,
Yeah.
Or maybe has always been, let's be honest.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I said, it's the environment. Essentially, what you want to get out of a reality TV show is people being like messy and angry and dramatic. And that allows for a lot of bad behavior.
Right.
And sort of this idea, like, that's what you're trying to film. So when do you step in? Which is, yeah, it's one of the things that frightens me the most about the human psyche, is that whole thing.
Right. Again, well, so as these things turn, I mean, I haven't paid attention to the Bethany Frankel suit. I just saw it coming out around the same time that all the big hubbub was about Below Deck and the praises. But yeah, I think that's that conversation of like, I don't pay attention necessarily because all I do is watch K-dramas now, or stick with my Supernatural reruns and New Girl reruns. I'm sad. but it seems like who are we, and especially with the strike happening, what are we watching? What are we condoning and what are we allowing just for entertainment's sake?
Yeah. And I mean, that's one of the interesting things about the strike and in this case with SAG, is, as we said in that strike episode, is right after the strike happens, that's when all the reality shows like boomed the first time. And then I saw it again immediately in my feed. And it's when you sign those contracts and you don't know, you don't have those protections.
Right.
It's just, I've heard of this show or I've heard of something like this show. It's probably okay. And then they're not looking out for you. They don't care. It's a business. Yep. But there's plenty more we could talk about. And I know some of you listeners, I was just talking to a friend about this the other day. She doesn't watch The Bachelor, but she listens to Bachelor podcasts. And she has one that's two men and one that's two women. And she loves listening to the difference in the takes between the two.
Yeah. And friend of the show, Anna Hosnier, she does a Below Deck. She did. I don't know if she still does a Below Deck podcast. So a rewatch of that. I don't know anything about it. I just know that she really enjoys it.
Yes. Yes. But so we would love to hear from you, listeners, if you have any thoughts about any of this, any of these podcasts, anything. You can email us at stephaniemomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I Never Told You. We have a Tee Public store. We also have a book coming out. You can pre-order it at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com, or who knows, maybe it's out by now. It's coming out soon. You can get it there. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.